Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
What is this nonsense? What is an achacha?
You can actually pronounce it, can you?
Well,
it's... Look, it's a tropical fruit that comes originally from Bolivia. It's got a quite a thick orange skin and tastes a lot like a mangosteen or lychee. I think you know the lychees.
Yes.
It's got a lovely sort of balance between sweetness and acidity. And it's becoming very popular. They've just begun growing them commercially south of Townsville. And I have noticed them in the supermarkets in the past few days. I've also seen them out at the Everleigh markets. Quite delicious. You can make them into granitas and, you know, all sorts of drinks. Put the granita on top of oysters. They're sort of an egg shape. Have you seen them?
No.
No, really lovely. I think you'll begin to see quite a lot more of them. One thing that's concerning me, though, I did see them down at my Woolworths supermarket the other day, and I'm just worried now that they're going to begin discounting them by 50%, the cost of them, so that the poor farmers up there in Townsville will lose out tremendously.
How is it spelt?
It's A-C-H-A-C-H-A, A-C-H-A.
Okay.
Yeah, originally from Bolivia. They're in season now between December and March. A really nice summer fruit, actually.
Okay.
Nice tropical summer fruit. Yes, but this story about, it's Coles, isn't it, who's discounting fruit and veg. Oh, look, I just think it's absolutely appalling. I really, really worry for the farmers. A friend of mine has a farm at Mudgee, Gemma Pride. And last weekend, I know that just from one tree alone on that property, she picked 100 kilos of peaches because she bought me quite a lot of them. And she said, you know, here you are, you can make chutneys and jams with these. But just from one tree, you can get 100 kilos at this time of the year. And I really think that we have to encourage people to start planting fruit trees in their backyards now.
Along with their chooks.
That's a great story about the chooks. We need more of those stories.
Yeah. Mm. Now, what about the year of the dragon?
Okay, well, I was tempted to go in on Sunday night, but I thought, oh, gosh, it's going to be overwhelming, so many people there. But it reminded me of the times as a child when on Sunday nights were very, very special. We'd all go into the Lean Sun Low restaurant in Chinatown. Do you remember it?
Golly, yes.
Well, it's no longer there, actually. It's gone because I went to check yesterday. But it just reminded me that I used to love to order the sweet and sour pork and the chicken and almonds and the fried rice. And really, in many ways, they were the only Cantonese dishes in those days that we knew. And today in Chinatown, you can just find so many different restaurants from so many parts of Asia. For example, the East Ocean restaurant, which used to be just Cantonese cuisine, now offers Shanghainese cuisine, Sichuanese cuisine, you know, dishes from Beijing, and there's a Chinese noodle restaurant just downstairs where they do hand-pulled noodles, and there's a place opposite where they do emperor's puffs. Now, the variety available today in Chinatown is just incredible compared with when I was a child when, you know, all we had was sweet and sour pork and chicken and almonds.
Yes, the times they are a-changing.
Yes, indeed. And apparently the Chinese will tell you that under the Haymarket, they believe lies a winding dragon which protects them and their businesses. It's a lovely story. It's a bit like the Aboriginal Dreamtime story of the serpent.
Lovely. Now, have you got a special dish for us?
Well, to keep in with the Chinese theme, I've got a lovely chicken noodle soup recipe for you. A very easy one because it's from my mini chef book. I think it's best to use a homemade chicken stock because it's really got the best flavour. And it's got Singapore noodles, although you can use mini wontons in it if you like. I've also put some carrots and corn kernels in it to make it healthy and some celery. And just flavour it with a little bit of soy sauce and some spring onions and a few drops of sesame oil.
And it's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.